You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's coronavirus ordeal is far from dissipating. The state recorded 12 new COVID-19 related deaths, raising the national death toll to 278. Among them is a man in his 30s, the second person in their age range to have died this week. Federal health officials say it is a wake-up call for younger Australians to be COVID smart and sensible during this difficult time, particularly those who Deputy Chief Medical Officer Nick Coatsworth says are jumping from venue to venue.
To be honest, I think in this day and age, the actual idea of attending multiple venues on one night, people need to reflect on whether that is the right thing to do. We were all 20 once, and there will be people who remain in their 20s after that pandemic when this is all over who can go back to the old, 8 pub crawl. For the moment, we need to pull back a little bit on our socialising.
466 new cases of coronavirus have been diagnosed in Victoria as residents are plunged into their first weekend of Stage 4 lockdown restrictions. Unlike Stage 3, a curfew is in place on Melbourne residents between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Residents can only leave their house for four reasons: care and caregiving, work, daily exercise, and shopping for food or other essential items. Despite the latest figures, Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says there is stabilisation in the numbers, but some Victorians have been breaking the rules. Almost 200 residents have been fined for breaching restrictions, including a man who was caught breaking curfew to purchase lollies and cigarettes. While Premier Daniel Andrews acknowledges there is some community frustration at the tougher restrictions, he says they are necessary to overcome the pandemic.
Victoria Police are out there in significant numbers and they have an absolute determination to enforce these rules, because this is the greatest challenge we've ever faced. And if we have even very small numbers of Victorians doing the wrong thing, that can undermine the entire strategy.
Tighter restrictions aren't the only aspect of Victoria's crisis response receiving criticism. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has lashed out at the state's bungled hotel quarantine regime for returned international travellers. The program is currently under investigation. Hotel security staff violations are being blamed for contributing to the state's second wave of infections. Mr. Frydenberg is calling on the Victorian government to be honest about the program's failures.
It should never have got to this, but it has, and we are where we are. Well, there have clearly been very serious failures when it comes to quarantine in Victoria with deadly consequences, and Victorians are entitled to know more and to get the answers. They know the what, but they don't know the how and the why when it comes to the quarantine failures. I'll leave that to the Victorian government to provide that explanation as Victorians need and deserve.
Meanwhile, Queensland's border has shut to anyone travelling from declared hotspots in New South Wales, the ACT and Victoria. Despite traffic delays, many residents support the decision.
She's got to do something, especially which we're New South Wales exploding a little bit, and especially what's happened down in Victoria. She's just looking after the livelihood of the people in Queensland, actually.
In New South Wales, 9 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed. The state's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeremy McAnulty, is urging people to be extra cautious, as there are mystery infections that can't be traced to an identified source.
While most cases in the past week have been associated with local clusters and close contacts with known cases, 9 have not been linked to known cases, indicating that COVID is circulating in the community. It's extremely important we all play our part in preventing COVID all the time.
But some venues have been ignoring the message. The Eastern Hotel in Bondi Junction was fined $5,000 after gaming machine players were caught sitting side by side. Liquor and Gaming New South Wales Director of Compliance, Dimitri Argyris, says it is unacceptable.
There's no longer an excuse for not complying with the public health orders or the COVID safe requirements. Businesses need to have a COVID safe plan in place. They need to be implementing that plan. They need to be capturing the details of people entering the premises, and they need to be making sure that they retain those records.
While residents in eastern states remain on high alert, Western Australia has recorded no new virus cases. But Premier Mark McGowan says it could be up to a year before its border reopens.
I think it's a long way away. Victoria continues to have high case numbers. It's a long way away. I can't put a date on it, but it's certainly months. We're in the fight of our lives. We're trying to protect our people, trying to stop our older people in particular dying in large numbers.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. SBS News, Sonia Lal.